We began our 180-day journey through the Westminster Standards on Reformation Day, October 31st, the anniversary of the nailing of the 95 Theses by Martin Luther. Luther was also well known for translating the New Testament into German so that the ordinary German man could read the scriptures for himself. The Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 1, Section 8, talks about this idea. The Old Testament in Hebrew, which was the native language of the people of God of old, and the New Testament in Greek, which, at the time of the writing of it, was most generally known to the nations, being immediately inspired by God, and, by His singular care and providence, kept pure in all ages, are therefore authentical, so as, in all controversies of religion, the Church is finally to appeal unto them. But because these original tongues are not known to all the people of God who have a right unto and interest in the Scriptures, and are commanded, in the fear of God, to read and search them, therefore they are to be translated into the vulgar language of every nation unto which they come, that the Word of God dwelling plentifully in all, they may worship Him in an acceptable manner, and through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, may have hope. The first claim, that God's singular care and providence has kept the Scriptures pure in all ages and therefore authentical, is seen in Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The second claim, that in all controversies of religion, the Church is finally to appeal unto the Scriptures, is proven in Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Acts 15:15, and to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written. John 5:39, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Verse 46, for had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Then the claim that we are commanded in the fear of God to read and search the Scriptures, we're directed to John 5:39 again, search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And to the claim that they are to be translated, the Scriptures, into the vulgar language of every nation into which they come, the proof text is 1 Corinthians 14, a number of verses in the chapter, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Verse 9, so likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Verse 11, therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Verse 12, even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. Verse 24, but if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he's convinced of all, he's judged of all. Verse 27, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most three, and that by course, and let one interpret. Verse 28, but if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Then for the claim that the Word of God dwelling plentifully in all, that they may worship Him in an acceptable manner, is proven in Colossians 3:16. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Then finally, that with access to the Scripture, we may, through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures, have hope, is, of course, Romans 15:4, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope."